producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Oh, you know it was a
It's 7:30 of the hour. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That's what's going on. So I'm trying to figure out when I saw at the Golden Globes the other night, Will Smith sitting there with his wife. And all of us, anybody who's seen Gotham know that she took her eye out. So when was the surgery to put her eye back in?
It already happened.
Yeah,
on the show last season.
She went over into the water. She went into the big drink with two eyeballs.
Really?
Yeah, when she went off the wall and
back
killed
in.
Right.
My knowledge of pop culture.
Gotham is a great show.
Speaking of last summer, this is my moment to rock and roll and rant. They should call, or I should call this, Rant and Rage. Instead of rock and roll, it's Rant and Rage for Doug Steffen, because I've come up with yet another perfect example of why it is that we all should be as upset with what goes on in government as some of us are. Not enough of us get upset about things, and therefore the stuff that's going on in Flint, Michigan becomes just sort of, oh, you know, those sort of things happen. Well, they don't just happen. They happen because morons are in charge. So here we have the people of Flint, Michigan, who have been drinking tap water with dangerously high levels of lead, other neurotoxins that have led in the past 4 to 6 months to miscarriages, brain damage, cancer, you name it, people are getting it. And so the state finally has admitted that its actions contributed to this disaster, and that a number of state officials have resigned in disgrace because of this. But listen to what it took to get there. And the feds, by the way, are now involved in this as well, because they sort of knew what was going on, but they stayed away from this. There's a new mayor in town. Her name is Karen Weaver. She campaigned on this issue. She told the people, we need federal help. Something is really wrong. And by the way, when she got elected mayor, first thing she did was declare a state of emergency, which happened around Christmas time. So the feds were deeply involved, but they really didn't go public with it. And again, this happened because the city decided it was cheaper, or at least somebody who was running the public works department in town decided it was cheaper to take water from the Flint River instead of from Lake Huron. I think it's Lake Huron, whatever the closest lake is, the Great Lake system. But the water in Flint and the water in this river has been basically poisoned for decades because of there were four or five car production facilities right there, and they're all along the river. And all of the refuse, all of the things, the oil and whatever other things come out of these plants, dump right in the river until the EPA stopped it 10, 12, 14 years ago. So now they have this horrible mess in the river. But because they were spending too much money, the town was, Flint, Michigan has been one of these communities hit hard by how the automobile industry has changed. Plants have closed, people moved out, taxation base is low. So how do we save money? Instead of paying a lot of money for water out of the Great Lakes, we'll pay less money to get money to water out. I don't even understand why they're charged at all. Why are you paying for water out of the lake? And what is there about getting water out of the river that's cheaper? Anyway, that was a decision they made. So the water then immediately has started causing problems. And a local pediatrician, Dr. Mona Atisha, I believe is her name, she did research when she was getting a lot of children coming in with lead poisoning, and they're trying to figure out what the heck's going on. The water supply changed late in 2014. She said, it's not that I was naive and I didn't expect there'd be some problems, because we all knew that the public health was at issue, but the local powers that be pushed this through, and that's how it took place. Contamination and cover-up. Finally, somebody blew the whistle in the town, called the EPA, they've checked all of the water, and the water's been a problem there, apparently, for a number of years. The Flint River, they were, oh, I know what they were doing. They were buying it from Detroit, and the Detroit, the water was being filtered and, you know, supposedly purified for their use, but Detroit was charging them too much money, so they don't want to do that, so we'll take a shortcut. We'll take the money out of the river. And so as a result of that, there are all kinds of illnesses, sicknesses. There's going to be class action lawsuits up the yin-yang. How in the world does something like this go on for as long as it's gone on? The CDC's involved in it. The federal government knew what was going on for a long time. They told everybody to calm down. They'd fix the problem. Well, they didn't fix the problem. And a lot of people have died as a result of lead poisoning. And there hasn't been this kind of, I mean, I can't remember since I was a kid even, there was a lot of attention on lead in homes, lead paint, that kind of stuff, and you can't sell a house to somebody unless you certify there's no lead paint in it, because kids were going around chewing on the windowsill. Did you do that when you were a kid, Richie? Did you chew on
Absolutely.
The windowsill?
Yep.
You did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer, did you chew on the windowsill?
Isn't that called like pica or something when you eat garbage?
Well, I'm not sure.
Eat paint.
I don't know.
No, I remember the peeling windowsill.
Kenny, did you chew on the windowsill at your house when you were growing up?
No, I did not.
When you're 3 years old, the windowsill is right at your mouth, and you just kind of rest. You're looking out the window, and you just kind of put your mouth on there, and you know, it's not like you're grabbing a knife and a fork and a napkin.
Right. Okay. So there's some.
We didn't have a windowsill.
I was trying to envision how some youngster would go up to the window. Richie just painted a nice picture. I get it now. Kids go up to the windowsill and they chew on it, and so they
it's right at their height.
But
you know,
that was when I started paying attention to lead and the problems of lead. And I don't know whether I thought in the back of my head that lead was overrated or overemphasized, but really, if you have high levels of lead in your system, not good. And so this whole water fiasco in Michigan has apparently killed hundreds, maybe thousands, because the blood levels of lead are so off the charts up there, and it's taken them all this time to put the thing into perspective and to fix it. So, but you look at the government and what the government knew, whether it was the local government, the state government, the federal government. This is the point of the whole story. I can go on and tell these kinds of stories for the whole hour. But I'm calling your attention to this as an example of the kinds of things.
They're supposed to keep us safe.
Exactly. That's what we're paying taxes for. Thank you, Jennifer. And they get away with this sort of thing. They made a bad decision. Okay, so you make a bad decision, you fix it. Yeah. They don't want to fix it. They want to cover it up. And they keep covering it up. And they bring in more people or more investigators. And even the people at the CDC are corrupt. The Environmental Protection Agency, corrupt. And so the guy who was running the CDC at the time said the original report on the situation in Flint left room for misinterpretation of the facts and may have led some people to improperly minimize concerns about lead exposure and conclude that lead in the water isn't a problem. Are you out of your mind? And Flint isn't a bad. I've been in Flint. I did a program. I used to be on a station there. Remember Barber? What the heck was it? Dave Barber, great guy.
Yeah.
He was in Providence. I knew him for a long time there. He went up to Flint. Remember, he used to come on the program all the time. Richie died last year.
Yep.
But he used to come on all the time. Good broadcaster, good talk guy. And he got me on the station up there, and I went up and did a program. And I thought Flint was a neat city, given what you hear about the stories. You know, everything's shut down. Nobody lives there anymore. But it's nice, moderate, mid-income level community. But, man, this water thing just points out how crazy these people are. Lead accumulating in the body and your bones and that kind of stuff. And people's lives have been ruined because some bureaucrat decided he wanted to do it a different way to save the town money at the urgings of the town fathers. We can do this cheaper. So the poisoning of an entire city, and it was entirely preventable. But
where's that
everybody
guy today?
By now, the guy who was the guy that made the decision?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not in jail, but he's not working for the city anymore.
Yeah, I mean, how would he know that it was poisoned?
Well, he's been, for God's sakes, the Flint River has been full of crap for years, like drinking water out of Lake Erie when it was polluted. Throw a match on it, and it burns. And it, right away, I'm looking at this. The American Civil Liberties Union finally went in and enforced this thing with a class action lawsuit against the city because there's so many people who are getting sick and nobody was doing anything about it. They were all covering it all up. It went on for a long time. Anyway, I just this gives me an opportunity. I haven't ranted all day long. So
feel better now?
Yeah, I do actually.
Good.
A lot of
who's going to star in the movie? Do you think, by the way? Because there will be one.
Julia, of course there's a movie here. Yeah. Absolutely there's a movie here.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And if you want to check out what I'm talking about, there's a website called flintwaterstudy.org. Say it again, Doug. flintwaterstudy.org, where there is public information posted for everybody. All the stuff they found, all of the strategies inspired by the people in Washington or the state for covering this all up. Just incredible. Man, I'm out of breath now. I better take a breath, right, Richie? 18 past the hour on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich?
Sure can. Right now, they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Croissant sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich!
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Steffen, Good Day program.
It is.
29 past the hour, yeah.
Say that again, please.
21 after on Good Day.
Ah, there you go. Thank you. Thought it was done, yeah.
Yeah. If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Samplings of pop music. Thinking yesterday, Jennifer, as I was driving in the car, listening to some of my old CDs. I was listening to CD. I have a book that I'm reading, and I brought the CD along to listen to part of that. But then I didn't want to listen to it anymore. The guy's voice is boring. So I put in some of my moldy oldie doo-wop CDs, Richie.
Oh, I bet you were singing.
Crank them babies up. Wow, was I having a good time.
Man, I need to hook up with you and set you up with Apple Music or Spotify.
Yeah, you do.
So that you can just have playlists. 31 million songs at your fingers, yep. Doug.
Right there.
Brother out.
Including... Can we
talk about Nickelback for a second? Because this is Nickelback, and I know you.
All right, Nickelback, number one during this week in 2002. How You Remind Me is the name of the song. What do you want to talk about?
Well, they've been giving Nickelback a bad rap on social media. It seems like it's a thing. I don't know. Pop culture, right. The public. It seems like it's become a thing to say how stupid and terrible Nickelback is. And I have to say, I don't think this is stupid and terrible. I like it. I am the stand-up proud as a Nickelback fan.
Heavy metal pop.
I take your word for it.
But yeah, there is a lot in recent years. Maybe it's just because when you reach a certain line of popularity, that everybody feels that it's just too much and they start taking shots at you.
All right, let's see if people did that. Number one song during this week in 2001 belonged to Destiny's Child.
What the?
Independent Woman. All right, come on, Jen, sing along.
Love it. This is my theme song.
This is your theme song?
Independent Woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can give you somebody else that applies to as well.
I know. I do accept gifts, though. As much as I buy my own stuff, I will accept gifts. Yeah, so I guess that makes me semi-independent.
Number one this week, 2001. Let's go back to the number one song during this week in 2000, Christina Aguilera. That's a good song. What a girl. That's a good song.
And you remember it was part of a movie?
No, I don't remember that.
They used it in What a Girl Wants, which was Mel Gibson and Helen Hunt.
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie. Actually, that was a good flick. He knew what was it? He had a sort of inside
track. Read their minds or something. Yeah.
Right. He can't do that anymore.
Well, he could, but he bypasses. They're saying.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. What was the joke? The only joke I laughed at that Ricky Gervais had the other night.
I'd rather have a drink with Mel Gibson than Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
No. I thought he was miserable toward Mel Gibson. No, it was when he was talking about Bruce Jenner converting to...
he said he didn't do much for women drivers.
No, yeah, right.
I thought he broke a lot of stereotypes, but he didn't do much for women drivers.
Randy, number one during this week in 1999. Have you ever, what's the story of this song? I don't remember it, Jen.
I don't remember this song either. I mean, Brandy was a big deal for a long time.
Randy, the other Brandy.
Her brother
is
the reason that Kim Kardashian is famous. Ray J is Brandy's brother, and that is who made the initial sex tape with Kim Kardashian.
That was all his fault.
Yep. Blame Ray J.
Really? The only Brandy I know is the song that used to be repeatedly played.
Looking Glass.
Yeah.
Brandy,
100,000 million
girl,
times.
Such a good one.
Brandy, you're a fine girl. Yeah.
Right.
Don't hear that anymore because it's a 70s song. Can't do that now anymore on the radio. Savage Garden, number one during this week in 1998. Truly, Madly, Deeply. Good song. Good pop song.
Rich is throwing up a little in his mouth.
A little bit.
Really?
None of it's bad. Just not my stuff. The Christina Aguilera, the Destiny Child, you know.
There's a couple of good songs in here.
Here's another one.
This is a good song. 97. Tony Braxton. Unbreak My Heart.
Just bring me.
What's that?
I need guitars.
You do?
Yeah, I need guitars.
Can we go back up here?
I need something, you know. I need
Mariah Carey and Boys to Men.
Now, here we go.
At least there's guitar.
Not bad.
All right, One Sweet Day. Number one, I don't remember this song at all. From this week in 1990.
Nah, this is back to Nickelback.
This is Nickelback.
Yeah. Are you going back to Nickelback?
Yeah, I took a long guitar.
What happened to Mariah Carey and Boys to Men?
Oh, you want that?
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Monster.
Monster. Yeah. But it was a big deal for these guys to get together.
Yeah. Why? They didn't like each other?
Because they were both, they were all big both stars. Mega famous at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
It's okay. It works. It did nicely. I mean, look at the Robert De Niro got together with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, and look what came out of that. A good movie. If the big egos can get together. It's 29 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, championing many things, including good music. Championing.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Ken, Jen, and Dudley with you, our friend Doug. Let's take a trip over to DougSteffens.com, Ken, and see what the poll is for today.
Sure. With all of the excitement about the $1.5 billion Powerball, we've got another Powerball question for you. Who is the first person you'll tell if you win tonight's Powerball?
Oh, good question.
My spouse or significant other, my parents and or children, my friends, my lawyer and or accountant. I'm not telling anyone.
My boss.
I'm your boss.
Yeah.
What are you going to tell me?
When I hit the lottery, you'll be the first person I call. Adios. Great.
Yeah. Thank you. I love you, too.
I would just get a chauffeur driven limousine into work every day.
Yeah, that's good. So when it comes to work,
Ferrari.
This is something that really hits you right between the eyes, Richie.
What's that?
You and I are both managers of people.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny's fortunate, and he doesn't at this point in his life have to manage anything except his own life and his family, or he does it in cooperation with the woman in his life, which is a good thing when you have somebody that has or puts an even keel on things. But as managers, the rules have changed so much in the past 4 or 5 years, but then you go back the last 40 or 50 years. So at the moment, there's a new primer on what you can or cannot ask women when you are hiring them. Mm-hmm. You may not ask a woman about her marital status. You may not ask a woman if she's going to have children. You may not ask what this woman, if she works for you, is going to do with her children. You may not. And the reason is because they're never put to men. They are irrelevant to assessing a potential candidate. They are sexist and illegal.
Let me, back in the day, when I was in the car business, one of the first questions you would ask a potential salesperson applying for a job at your dealership was...
Male or female?
Male. No, it was all male back then.
Yeah,
I mean, I worked with several female. But back in the late 70s when my dad was in it big and into the 80s when I got into it, one of the first questions you would ask, especially a male, is, are you married? Do you have kids? Do you have a mortgage? I want to know how hungry you are. Mm-hmm. If you're single and your only responsibility is to be at happy hour every night at 5 o'clock and blow a couple of $100, you're probably not the guy.
Okay? Get a new suit, yeah.
But if you got two kids, a mortgage, and a car payment sitting at home, and a wife saying, you know, honey, we got to pay the bills, you're hungry. You're going to be the guy on the floor every morning at 9:01 or at 8:59 waiting for that first up. And that was the guy. So now... if I can't ask a woman salesperson those questions, am I allowed to ask a man? Because it's still a relevant question. How hungry are you if you're going to be a salesperson for me?
I'm just looking at an interview that a guy conducted. This guy lost his job. He asked the woman, how do we know you're not going to run off and have a baby?
He gets the Darwin Award for being a stupid man.
Jeepers crow.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Somebody, and also,
wow.
By the way, some people are still stupid enough to ask people about their religion and their views on abortion and stuff like that. You are just out of your mind.
You know,
you can't ask those questions.
Next, what's today? Wednesday, Thursday, whatever it is. Next Monday, I think it was, you need to watch the new half-hour sitcom called Superstore.
Okay.
And it's kind of a sitcom based on working at Walmart. And or any mega store, Target and, you know, Best Buy and all that stuff. But some of these same situations come into play, and they have a manager that's like this super hyper Christian, really nice, we can't offend anybody kind of person, and then they have a person that's in charge of, you can't talk about religion here. And just the back and forth between the two of them, it's really, really funny. So they take all of this into effect when they do the thing, and it's a funny show.
You know, over the last day or so, we've been talking a lot about the State of the Union address. I haven't heard anybody talk about Kim Davis and the fact that she was in the audience, how she was invited, what congressman, as I was
pushing
around sort of trying to figure out, she was the one who wouldn't perform
person.
Exactly. She was the clerk of courts,
right.
And she was invited to come, and she was there, because every congressperson can ask somebody to come from his or her district. So I'm guessing it was their congressman that invited her to come there, although that's not necessarily a hard and fast rule. But what in the world? Was there ever any camera? I don't actually, now that I think about it, the three of us didn't really watch this. I'm just interested.
That's right. I heard so much conversation going on. Maryland was playing Michigan, the number three and number four team each other. So
yeah,
Maryland lost.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of things that are important, there's a new survey out. We were just talking about what you can't ask women. There's a survey out on divorce and how people make the decision to divorce. One of the most intensely emotional periods of your life. It certainly was for me, and I was just a kid. I was a kid when I got married. I was a kid when I got divorced. And I didn't think about anything when I got married, and I didn't think about the right things when I got divorced either. Granted, it was 36 years ago. 36 years ago when I got divorced. But I wonder how, in terms of you, Richie, you've never been there, and I hope you never go there.
Nope.
Kenny, your experience, you've off the air and on the air, talked about the circumstances that led up to it and what you had to do and how worked its way into the fabric and fiber of your life until you found Lisa, and then it kind of all went up in smoke. You still had animosity toward her, but you don't let it rule your life, and I suspect it did for a while when you were going through it, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, it did. I don't really have animosity anymore. Hope she can figure out some way to be happy.
Happy, right. So what is there with some people? This study is focused on the length of time it takes a couple to decide to divorce and then go through the process. So it's about the passion and the process of getting a divorce. I was reading a sociologist focused in on a divorce process and how different it is if you're custodial parents versus those who don't have any children. Most people who get divorced that don't have children don't care at all about the process, the proceed. They just want to be done. But if there are children, maybe this is just common sense, but it takes twice as long normally for a couple to get divorced that have children than those who do not have children. And it's not usually about the estate. It's about who gets custody and what is the one spouse saying about the value of the other spouse. And the kinds of things that people say, I look at some transcript, the shocking stuff that spouses say about each other that have to be weighed by a judge, and what it is that turns the judge against one side or another. Because almost always, if you have a lawyer in court, the lawyer is trying to get the judge to turn against the spouse of your client. And the way they do it, I mean, lawyers are trash anyway for the most part, but the moves that they make, I can remember what the lawyer said when I went in to my former wife despised the lawyer that I had, and I despised the lawyer that she had. But it became, and then the issue isn't about you, oftentimes, it's about the lawyers. And the clock keeps ticking and ticking and ticking. Pay attention to the waiting times to finalize a divorce. Why is there a waiting time? Some people say, well, because cooler heads may prevail. If you've been in the process like I was for well over a year, it was well over a year before I was able to sign the final decree, and it was tough. It just dragged on. More than anything, it was tough on the two children, although after the fact, they would admit to you that it was a good thing we got divorced because we were horrible as a married couple. We were great parents, both of us, and that's probably what saved our children. But the fighting that goes on, and most of it is created by the divorce lawyers. I mean, chances are, if you married somebody, you had some kind of feeling for them, right? So if this thing falls apart, it falls apart oftentimes because there's a misunderstanding. I think that's more it than anything. Sometimes it's just, I mean, there's really blatant stuff going on. But for the most part, people who grow apart, misunderstanding, it's not unusual and it's not bad by definition and on the surface. I think there are a lot of people who believe that we're not meant to stay with the same partner through our lives. But when you turn all of this stuff around and religion gets involved in it, there's not much pragmatic on the part of the spouses, usually. It's usually the lawyers that are being pragmatic. And then when you think about how domestic violence, I'm just thinking about somebody that we know in my business who was arrested yesterday for beating up his wife in front of the children. That guy deserves to lose his family, deserves to lose whatever he has. It is sad, but it's also, there are indicators of this, Rich, and there are early signs that this could be a problem. And what you do is not wait until, see, most people wait until everything falls apart, and then they say, okay, well, we got to do some of this. I can't stay with you anymore. Instead of dealing with the realities of mental health. This is one of, and it brings me back around to the biggest single health problem we have in our society isn't heart disease, isn't cancer. Mental health is the biggest problem we have in our society.
Agreed.
And it brings about more antisocial behavior, which causes more problems for more people in their lives than anything else.
Almost every
really
single
does.
One of these shootings that we see, that
yep.
it's
all mental health stuff.
Somewhere you
yep.
get down into it and you get
yep.
mental health issues.
Yeah, yep. But I think it also comes to play when you're getting a divorce as well. Sometimes people who are working, you lose your job. There are all kinds of stresses and strains. But it speaks to knowing the person that you're marrying before you marry them. I maintain most people today do not know who they're marrying. And there are those that are close to me who argue that you never really know the other person. You never really know all about them. You never really understand all there is to understand about them. You can't get into their skin. You do the best you can. I mean, I think I know a good deal about the person that I'm involved with, but have I thought that before? Not necessarily to the extent I do now, but I really do think that sometimes there's always going to be something that pops up and you think, who is this person? What planet did he or she come from? That's why good counseling, good mental health is so important to marriages. So don't, I've been off on this for a few minutes. I think the bottom line here is that, at least according to a lot of the current information, the best thing to do is not go find a lawyer, but go find somebody who's a good therapist and see if you can't work it through. If you can't get your spouse to go to a therapist with you, then it is over. But if you can get together with somebody who's a good therapist, there's a chance you probably can figure out what the problem is. Little word to the wise. Maybe that's sufficient. 47 past the hour here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with four of the hottest tech innovations from CES 2016. LG's OLED G6 redefines TV with a screen less than the thickness of a pencil. This 4K UHD TV features high dynamic range, giving it perfect blacks, punchier colors, and realistic image depth from any viewing angle. All seven of LG's 2016 OLED TVs will feature a new WebOS smart platform to provide faster and intuitive access to streaming content. QuickSet's second-generation Kibo Smart Lock features touch-to-open security, so you can keep your phone in a pocket or purse and just touch the lock to control it. Easy installation is done with their first in-app experience. The sleek design uses less space, and its compatibility has expanded to work with many smart home products. Whirlpool's smart top-load laundry pair inspires consumers by using technology to provide charitable donations via the Connect-to-Care program every time you do laundry. The Amazon Dash replenishment service estimates and reorders laundry supplies before you run low when the Whirlpool mobile app is synced with your Amazon account. Chipmaker Intel reinvents sports and gaming when sporting goods and wearables are powered by Intel's Curie. Examples include a BMX bike and smart snowboard that uses sensors and a button-sized computer to track all forms of performance data in real time. Intel is also honing in on the Internet of Things with a suite of smartwatches and fitness trackers. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You've got this.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Services of Greg Seven joining Jennifer and Kenny and me with his overview of some of the important news in the world of technology and what's trending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I found it fascinating. There's an Instagram account that appears to belong to a New York City police officer who's on active duty. This policeman posted, and has been apparently for quite a while, Greg, offensive messages on Instagram. And so this is the kind of stuff that gives those people who are running, like Bratton runs the police, Bill Bratton runs the police department in New York, and he's really quite good at what he's doing. But there's so many, what are there, 34, 35,000 police officers in New York? How do you run an organization that has that many people? And then when somebody does something crazy or silly like this, how do you discipline them? Because the unions are all behind them. But it brings around a focus to us understanding that you can find out almost anything about anybody and just watch what they're, or figure out who they are, what kind of a person they are, by watching what they are writing on the social media sites. So does it become then an impeachable offense? Does it become a reason to fire the guy? Because you really find out, if you didn't have social media, this guy would still be the same guy. But now that we've seen what he's like, does he need to be fired? And what kind of problems does that sort of technology present? Fascinating, isn't it? A theory?
Well, it's also, it's interesting in today's world when there's a crime,
and there's a suspect, one of the first things law enforcement does is go to social media sites like Facebook and Instagram and others and look for the suspect to see if the suspect, he or she, has left any clues that might confirm or give indications that he or she did commit the crime. And then that kind of evidence can be taken into court if it's solid enough. So and to make this more relevant to most of us, people do get fired because of things they do put on Facebook and other social media. So you really, you should, as I like to say, think before you tweet or use any social media, because it really costs you.
And seeing what this guy's all about here, it seems to me he's what I talk about often in terms of officers that ought not to be officers. He hasn't been properly trained, and even if he has, obviously he hasn't stuck, because this kind of stuff's unacceptable. He should not be a police officer, so we find it out courtesy of social media. Here's something else that's compelling about our connection to social media. How to get services. Uber and Lyft both now are teaming up with the medical transportation networks to bring people for medical checkups, for tests, that sort of thing. This can be nothing but good, would you say? How do you read or rate something like this in terms of effectiveness, Greg?
Well, I think it's a brilliant use of these on-demand car services. I think the downside for Uber and Lyft is liability. So if you're on your way to a doctor's appointment because you're getting a heart checkup and you have a heart attack in the car, there could be a family who's tempted to sue you for not driving faster or advertising this as a service for transporting medical patients but not having a registered nurse or some other medical professional in the car. I assume they're looking into those kinds of things, but overall, I think there's all kinds of specialty areas where Uber and Lyft can really make life better for a lot of people, and I think they better hurry up and do it, because that's part of the drive for the driverless car.
Yep. Oh, man, can you imagine? You can put somebody who's sick on the back of a car that's not being driven by anybody. Get me to the hospital. Just say that in the car. Get me to the hospital, Max. And Max drives you to the hospital, and there's no Max in the car. All right, so there's an app available to complain about airlines. I would think, I'm surprised there's only one, frankly. There's a startup in L.A., that has enough venture capital to make it work, I'm guessing, that helps you resolve or spout off about service. So how's this all going to work?
Well, the company is called Service, and I'm a little skeptical of this, frankly. I think there's more to the story than they're telling us. But in theory, the idea is when you're having trouble with an airline or with the cable company, and it's pretty obvious that you're in the right and they're in the wrong, that instead of you investing lots of time and anger and sitting on hold trying to resolve the issue, Service would resolve the issue for you. But I frankly have a hard time believing that this is going to play out very successfully over time, because I believe big corporations will just figure out ways to get around whatever we throw at them.
Right. We'll find a way to continue to give you service that sucks. All right. Thank you, American Airlines. And Greg Stebbin, who's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine here on Good Day.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.